Chapter 11. With Japan's growing status as a world economic power, suddenly everybody wants to go international. A lot of my friends believe that if someone can speak English and has been to America, then that person must be internationally minded. But I don't think this is true. I was born and raised in Hong Kong. So I know that being internationally minded implies much more than just language skills and traveling abroad. To become an internationally minded person, you must be very open-minded. That is, you must learn the art of understanding, the art of sharing, and the art of loving. Japan is a closed society. It is not only difficult for foreigners to break into, it is also very hard for the Japanese themselves to break out of. For example, the Japanese usually have more than one face. This does not mean that they change into different persons all the time. Instead, having more than one face is a kind of survival technique. Showing your real feelings is not considered a virtue in Japan. More often than not, the Japanese would rather hide their true feelings to please a group. Their facial expressions often don't show what they really feel. Why do the Japanese conform so much? I think it is partly due to the size of Japan. With such limited space, it is practically impossible not to mind what others think about you. And since everybody is doing so much pretending, showing your true self becomes unnatural. In the process, many Japanese lose their real self. Here, I think, lies the root of the problem of why the Japanese have trouble communicating with people from other countries.